Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
In this Sean Speaks episode, I get to speak to you from my heart about an important part of parenting, family life, and a parent's mental health and mindset. I want to help you thrive in how you speak to your kids, and how you speak to yourself. Sean Speaks is a live teaching I did with a Zoom room filled with my VIP members. It's interactive, it's spontaneous, it's raw and unedited. If you'd like to go deeper with me, visit my website.
We all have things that we love, and something that I love is fishing. I've been an avid fisherman my whole life. I remember just as a boy, I would just go off on camping trips and just be gone forever. I fished a lot, but I never caught a lot of fish. In fact, one of my world's worst fishing stories is that, I was fishing once and we were not catching anything. And then right next to us comes this group of four guys. Now they were speaking a different language. I don't know where they're from, but I think they were from Southeast Asia. And I've learned a lot about Southeast Asian fishermen. I think they're like the best in the world. And here we are. These guys are standing right next to me on this beautiful mountain lake, and I'm not catching nothing. And they start casting out, and I look at them, and they're using the same stuff I'm using. And right there, boom, one after another, they just start catching a ton of fish. And I'm freaking pissed. What the heck is going on there? I was so pissed. It looked like the same stuff. Why are they catching fish literally right next to me, which is kind of disrespectful. There's a couple sayings in, like, in the fishing community. You know, and there's a couple like unspoken laws. One of the unspoken laws is you don't like infringe on someone else's space. And another famous saying is the tug is the drug. That tug of when a fish has your line. Right then and there, I vowed, you know what? I'm done not catching fish. I'm done fishing. I want to start catching. And I started learning about baits. And then there we are. This is probably in my early 20s. Since then, I became a much better fisherman. And now when I go fishing, I normally catch fish. But I want to talk a second about bait, because I think the big difference of how I was fishing that day was the presentation of the bait. You know what happens when parenting? You know what a lot about parenting is about bait. Do you ever feel like your kids are like baiting you, or they're like really provoking you? It's like they just like wear you down. Do you ever feel like you're not trying to start an argument, but your kids just know what to say to kind of get under skin, to bait you, to get you to react, to get you to cave, to get you to people please, to get you to give in to what they want? If that is you, I want you to know you're not all alone. This is super common, and this is super normal. If you're here with me live, then I want you to turn to page 16, and I want to give you some tools to really think about here. And I want you to really, I want to share some tools with you. How five ways to not take the bait. And if you don't know what that means, we're going to do some role playing together. And I want to hear your stories about how we can stop this cycle of just drawing in a negative way to our kids and letting them bait us to become these people we don't want to be, and to parent and react the way we don't want to react. Okay, there's five tools that I want to go through real briefly. The first one is something you heard me talk a lot about, is self-talk. Okay, how do we not cave? How do we not go back to the old ways of parenting? Well, the most powerful voice in our life is our own voice. So what do we need to say to yourself? What do you need to say to yourself in that moment so you do not react and you don't do that same pattern, which we're trying to desperately get out of that same crazy cycle? You know, here's a couple things for your self-talk. Remember, you've got four options as parents. Option one is don't sweat the small stuff. Option two is you can discipline. Option three, you can react. Option four is you can have a heart talk. When you're in that moment, which you've all been there, your kids are trying to wear you down. Remember, you've got some of these options. And reactions is never, ever a good option. If you look on page 16, I have you fill in a little blank, and it says here, my name is. And then I have you write in some really positive, lovely things about you, who you are, your character, your personality. You might be writing and saying, my name is Cassandra, and I am kind, loyal, self-controlled, loving. You might be thinking, my name is Frank, and I am determined, hardworking, strong. One thing you can say to yourself, here we are, my kid is in the heat of the moment, but how do I show up with who I truly am, my best version? How do I not let them just bait me into becoming this person that I don't want to be? How do I not give my power away to a 5-year-old, to a 15-year-old? Option 2, how do we not take the bait? Is talk to yourself and say, and remember this saying, you do not have to go to every stupid party you're invited to. You really don't. If the Evite sucks, you do not have to go. You know who gave us a good example of this? You're watching the Super Bowl recently. You might have seen something that was been on the news a lot. The star player from the Kansas City Chiefs, who, I don't know if you know, this guy in the football world, he's going to go down as the greatest tight end of all time. He's Taylor Swift's boyfriend. He's a big deal, and a lot of people are very upset at what they saw. You saw this grown, huge beast of a man with a big beard named Travis Kelce go after this walrus, gentle-looking grandpa guy, the brains of the operation, and just go off on him. And you all saw that. And numerous people, including my own mom, was very upset by this. My mom was texting me and saying, I'm done with football. This is crazy. That's a bad example. There's a lot of people that are upset by this. But you know what this coach, Andy Reid, did? He did not react in that moment. He didn't join the circus. He didn't join the conversation. We don't have to. You do not have to join the circus, even if it comes to town. Now, you can even hear some tools for you. Now, you could say things like this, like, I don't want to respond to that. Well, why not? Why not? Why not? You need to. You're the parent. Yeah, I just don't care. I don't feel like answering that question right now. Well, why? You need to. No, I don't. Or here's another thing. You know, I really would rather not talk about that right now. But I do. But I want to, right? So maybe you need to take a time out and take care of yourself. Because I am not interested in having this conversation anymore. There's another tool, especially for younger children. You might hear you hear me talk about this tool. It should be asked and answered. You say it in a loving, kind way. Asked and answered. It's a way of just setting emotional boundaries with somebody.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
Option 3, how to not take the bait. This is a tool as parents we want to become masters of. It's called the timeout. No, I'm not talking about you putting your kids on a timeout. I'm about you being the leader, the teacher of the home, and creating a whole culture of timeouts, because everybody's got their limits. Some of us have a short fuse and some of us have a long fuse, but we all have a fuse and we cannot just do this. There's no person that exists that can stay in a hard conversation with somebody without losing it at some point. The way you do this is by taking a time out, timing yourself out. It is so incredible to think about how your life can change, your home life can change, if you could become a master teacher of a timeout. You know, you take a time out. Here's some tips. You know, you time yourself out. You tell them when you're going to come back. It should be within 5 to 20 minutes. You take care of yourself during that time. You recharge your own batteries and you come back a better version of yourself, ready to try again. These are great ways to not take the bait by you taking a time out. Option four is something you see me role playing a lot, is remember that in healthy conversations, there's a speaker and a listener. And when we are going and spinning through these loops, everybody wants a speaker. Everybody wants to speak. So one way you can get out of this, you could say something like this, like, why don't you speak and I'll listen first and then I'll go. Or you could say something like this, you know, I was hoping to speak right now and kind of share what my feelings are. Can I go? And then you can go. And then you start talking and they say, well, no, what about me? What about me? What about me? And then you can say, look, I'd love to hear what you have to say. I was just listening to you. But can I speak right now? And you kind of really hear me out. And then we'll keep taking turns. See, what happens is that our kids are never going to take class in proper or healthy conflict communication. So parents or teachers, we're already teaching them this. So if you have a home where everyone's always trying to talk over each other and no one's really listening, well, then look at yourself first and realize that this is your home. You are so powerful and you create the culture of communication in the home. Now, number five is really wonderful. Do you know we don't have to go through life alone? It's just, isn't that beautiful? We're not alone. We have people that care about us. I think the reason why Travis Kelce went off on his coach is because he loves that coach. I think he trusts him. I think he knows I can kind of lose it on the biggest stage in sports, and I can go off my coach because I trust him to really hear me, to see me. He's my person. And these guys love each other. They've done football and life together for like years and years. Travis has never had another football coach in the NFL. He trusts him. And he was reaching out for help. He was saying, please don't take me out. Please, please. And so here we are. We have friends. We have spouses. And what the Gottmans teach us is to lean into each other, to lean in. And so instead of taking the bait, instead of yelling, reacting, people-pleasing, rescuing, avoiding, acting out, ask for help from your co-parent. And I know that might sting a little bit. For some of you, you don't have supportive co-parents. You feel like you're parenting alone or a single parent and you're just doing it on your own. So yeah, maybe this doesn't apply for some of us in the heat of the moment. We can't always have another parent there, but some of us we can say, look, can you help me out here? I don't know what to say. Or my mind's all cloudy. I don't even know what the heck's going on. I don't know, up and down. What do you think I should do here? Or honey, I don't want to avoid, but can we do tag team right now? Can I just take a break? Can you step in? Just realizing that we don't have to react. We don't have to take the bait. The fish that I was trying to catch that day with these Southeast Asian fishermen, they knew how to bait every fish. Our kids know how to bait us because they love us. They know us. But we do not have to take the bait. And we can all be like Coach Andy Reid. You know what he did? That was just pretty remarkable what he did. Here he is. He's being yelled at and embarrassed by a grown man on public TV. He handled himself like a cool cucumber, didn't he? And you know, after the game, if you heard his interview, he just spoke how much he loves that guy, Travis Kelce, how he understands it. He understands the stress of the situation. He didn't take it personally. You know, they've been through a lot together. And that really kind of gives us a picture of what parenting is. Our kids are going to come to us and they're going to bait us. They're going to show us that our worst. And we want to show up with love and intention and maturity.
Parents, thank you for letting me be a positive voice in your life. I love you and I love your family. If you're sick and tired of those same painful patterns in your parenting or the same painful bad behaviors in your kids, then what are you waiting for? Join me in my VIP membership. I'd love to speak with you and give you the specific tools that you need.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on.
Crunch Island. It's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted. Where I felt adventures pulse with every step. And where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.